USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is now under arrest, hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London hours ago after spending 7 years holed up there. WikiLeaks tweeting that Ecuador illegally terminated his political asylum. Assange has been wanted, though, by British authorities since 2012 in connection with a rape investigation. A suspect's been arrested in connection with a string of fires at predominantly black churches in a Louisiana parish. Reports are police arrested the 21-year-old son of a St. Landry parish deputy. There were three fires in 10 days at historically black churches. The state's fire marshal, Butch Browning, says it's inconceivable.
These are buildings that people worship in on a regular basis, but there's been weddings here, there's been funerals here, there's been children who are raised here.
And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump signing a pair of executive orders aimed at boosting U.S. oil and gas production.
My action today will cut through destructive permitting delays and denials. You know about that? You know about delays?
The orders limit states' rights to delay construction of pipelines under the Clean Water Act. They are the latest actions by the administration to ease regulations on the oil industry, but some, including Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan, are blasting the move. He says in a statement it could jeopardize things like Chesapeake Bay restoration efforts. Israel planning to make history today as a small Israeli spacecraft is expected to become the first privately funded mission to land on the moon. It's set to touch down on the lunar plain known as the Sea of Serenity between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern. The PGA's biggest tournament, the Masters, teeing off today at the famed Augusta National Golf Club. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Washington Post asking a federal court to dismiss a $250 million libel suit brought by a Kentucky high schooler. Covington Catholic High School student Nicholas Sandman claiming the paper's coverage of him and his fellow students' confrontation with an American Indian activist at the Lincoln Memorial in January was defamatory and false. In its motion to dismiss the suit, the Post says its stories were accurate and the teen has no cause of action for libel against the newspaper. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Attorney General Bill Barr is, in her words, off the rails after his comments about the FBI spying on the Trump campaign. The California Democrat speaking at a retreat of her party's caucus to try to plan strategy. Barr said before a committee yesterday that he believes there was spying, though he admitted he has no proof that any laws were broken. He said he is investigating to ensure that no one in government abused their power. Democrats accused Barr of trying to protect President Trump over leading the nation's Department of Justice. And New York leads the list of U.S. cities with the longest commutes to work. The survey, part of the U.S. News and World Report rankings of the best places to live. Average commute time in the Big Apple, 36 minutes. The next two won't be a surprise to people who live there. Washington, D.C. at 35 minutes. San Francisco followed at about 33. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.